This is Bob Hudson, and tonight two singer-songwriters of the 60s who were both doyens of the protest song movement. One of them, Tom Paxton, is still around and has written a number of songs that have become standards. The other, Phil Oakes, came to a tragic end in the early 70s, but before he did, wrote some quite remarkable songs that just say so much about the 60s, about how people felt and about what issues they became involved in. Both of those singers really were introduced to the world of music or to the musical public at those now legendary musical events of the early 60s, the Newport Folk Festivals.
And take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. Here's a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. For her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all. From Colorado, Kansas, and the Carolinas too, Virginia and Alaska, from the old and to the new, Texas and Ohio and the California shore, tell me who could ask for more. For here's a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. For her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom, glory shall rest on us all. Yet she's only as rich as the poorest of the poor, only as free as a padlocked prison door, only as strong as our love for this land, only as tall as we stand. For here's a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. For her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom, glory shall rest on us all. Come on and take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. Oh, her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on her.
Draft Dodger Rag.
Oh, I'm just a typical American boy from a typical American town. I believe in God and Senator Dodd and keeping old Castro down. And when it came my time to serve, I knew better dead than red. But when I got to my old draft board, buddy, this is what I said. Sarge, I'm only 18, I got a ruptured spleen, and I always carry a purse. I got eyes like a bat, my feet are flat, my asthma's getting worse. Yes, thank you, my career, my sweetheart dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm a-going to school, and I'm a-working in a defense plan. I got a dislocated disc and a racked up back. I'm allergic to flowers and bugs. And when the bombshell hits, I get epileptic fits. And I'm addicted to 1,000 drugs. I got the weakness woes. I can't touch my toes. I can hardly reach my knees. And if the enemy came close to me, oh, I'd probably start to sneeze. Yes, I'm only 18. I got a ruptured spleen. And I always carry a purse. I got eyes like a bat, my feet are flat, my asthma's getting worse. Yes, think of my career, my sweetheart dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm a-going to school, and I'm a-working in a defense plan. I hate John Lye, and I hope he dies, but one thing you gotta see, that someone's gotta go over there, and that someone isn't me. So I wish you well, Sarge, give them hell, kill me 1,000 or so.
And if you ever get a war without blood and gore, I'll be the first to go. Yes, I'm only 18. I got a ruptured spleen and I always carry a purse. I got eyes like a bat, my feet are flat, my asthma's getting worse. Yes, think of my career, my sweetheart would ask. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm going to school and I'm working in a defense plan.
That's Phil Oakes. Sorry about the jump there. That was unavoidable because that's the only copy of the Newport performance I could find. And I thought I should go right back to the source material there. Two songs from Phil Oakes. Draft Dodger Rag, which was considered a really outrageous song in its day. To even suggest that sort of thing. Well, to make fun of being a draft dodger as well. And Phil Oakes was, I guess, one of those typical guitar-strumming folkies of the early to mid-60s who sang about the issues of the day. And I thought that what we do tonight is compare and contrast Phil Oakes with another guy, Tom Paxton. Tom Paxton, I suppose, was a little more light-hearted in his approach and perhaps a bit more general in his approach. He also wrote a few songs that have become standards, songs that are with, you know, that are now these days are very recognisable. Not to say that he didn't write some serious stuff as well, but some of the early Tom Paxton songs would, you know, you could credit to him as being one of the top songwriters of the 60s, not just a protest folky. Have a listen. I think you'll probably recognise the Tom Paxton songs just about immediately.
Was a man and a friend always. He stuck with me in the hard old days. He never cared if I had no dough. We rambled round in the rain and snow. And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. Here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. In Tulsa town, we chanced to stray. We thought we'd try to work one day. The boss said he had room for one. Says my old pal, we'd rather bum. And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rhymes bring you joy. Here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. Late one night in a jungle camp, the weather was cold and damp. He got the chills and he got them back. They took the only friend I had. And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. Here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your ramblings bring you joy. He left me here to ramble on. My rambling pal is dead and gone. If when we die we go somewhere, I bet you a dollar he's a rambling there. And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. Here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober? Let me alone, let me go home, let me go back and start over. Try that with me. Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober? Let me alone, let me go home, let me go back and start over. Rambling around this dirty old town, singing for nickels and dimes. Time's getting tough, I ain't got enough to buy a little bottle of wine. Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober? Let me alone, let me go home, let me go back and start over. Little hotel, older than hell, dark as the coal in a mine. Blankets are thin, I lay there and grin, cause I got a little bottle of wine. Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober? Let me alone, let me go home, let me go back to start over. Pain in my head and bugs in my bed, pants are so old that they shine. Out on the street, tell the people I meet, won't you buy me a bottle of wine? Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober? Let me alone, let me go home, let me go back and start over. Well, a preacher will preach, a teacher will teach, a miner will dig in a mine. I ride the rods, trusting in God, hugging my bottle of wine. Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober? Let me alone, let me go home, let me go back and start over.
Thank you. Tom Paxton, Bottle of Wine and Ramblin' Boy, a couple of songs that have become standards in the folkies' repertoire over the years. I thought what we'd do now, this is Bob Hudson, by the way, on ABC Radio around Australia, and we're listening to the songs of two very interesting singer-songwriters, folk singer-songwriters of the 60s, Phil Oakes and Tom Paxton. A couple of opportunities now to compare and contrast, each writer writing on the same theme. First of all, the plight of black people in America. Remember, the early 60s was the time of the civil rights movement, and for white folks in America to be sympathetic to the civil rights movement made them a bit suspect, and they were generally considered a bit pinko. It was the young left-wing radicals who became involved in the civil rights movement and went on the freedom rides, and in some instances were it's terrible to have to refer to it by way of movies, but there's a terrific film called Mississippi Burning, which tells the story of three civil rights workers who were murdered by more or less the Ku Klux Klan in the early 60s in Mississippi. Phil Oakes wrote a song about that, which we'll hear in just a second. But here's Tom Paxton with his song about the tough times for black Americans in the 60s.
Teresa Jones got bit on the heel by a rat and she hit it with a broom. He ran to the corner and stood there grinning like he owned the goddamn room. Teresa Jones threw an iron at the rat and the rat just seemed to say fine. He twitched his tail in the corner and said, you gotta go to sleep sometime. Teresa Jones, his kid age 16, hated his heavy old shoes. He wanted fine strides like the suds on the street, and they'd know it and paying his dues. Teresa Jones, his kid got busted. She was 3 days and getting the news. They gave him a shower, a meal, and a uniform, and two old heavy shoes. Teresa Jones, where are you going? It's cold and the wind is blowing to your bones. And where is your mind? Teresa Jones. Teresa Jones carried bedpans, swept up chain sheets, and mopped the hall. All the doctors said she was a very good worker. Teresa Jones knew them all. Now Teresa Jones sits in her window with the paper reading how they burned the next street flat. She'd read about the trouble. She ought to write a letter saying, hey, it never happened like that. Teresa Jones, where are you going? It's cold and the wind is blowing to your bones. And where is your mind? Teresa Jones. William Hawkins rose early, shaved, dressed carefully, and drank his tea. He hit the desk at 9 with thanks to the Board of Opportunity. On his very first day, his boss went to great lengths to make him feel at home. And his first assignment was to dispossess on Miss Clarissa Jones. Clarissa Jones, where are you going? It's cold and the wind is blowing to your bones. And where is your mind? Teresa Jones, where is your mind? Teresa Jones.
That's Tom Paxton. And now to a song on a similar theme, the oppression of the blacks in America, from Phil Oakes, a song about the based around the incident in Mississippi where three young guys called Cheney, Goodman and Schwerner were murdered, and it was a great prominent and outrageous story of the day of the American civil rights movement in the 60s. And Phil Oakes wrote about Mississippi itself. I mean, he didn't just take on a few people. He took on a whole American state and wrote some of the most cutting, nasty lyrics that I have ever heard. If you're the sort of person that likes nasty lyrics every now and again, this is just the song for you. And if you come from Mississippi, I think you better just switch your radio off for 5 minutes.
Here's to the state of Mississippi, for under beneath her borders, the devil draws no line. If you drag her muddy rivers, nameless bodies you will find. Oh, the bad trees of the forest have hid a thousand crimes. The calendar's lying when it reads the present time. Oh, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the people of Mississippi, who say the folks up north, they just don't understand, and they tremble in the shadows at the thunder of the Klan. Oh, the sweating of their souls can't wash the blood from off their hands. For they smile and shrug their shoulders at the murder of a man. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the schools of Mississippi, where they're teaching all the children that they don't have to care. All the rudiments of hatred are present everywhere. And every single classroom is a factory of despair. And there's nobody learning such a foreign word as fair. Oh, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the cops of Mississippi. They're chewing their tobacco as they lock the prison door. And their bellies bounce inside them when they knock you to the floor. No, they don't like taking prisoners in their private little wars. And behind their broken badges, there are murderers and more. Oh, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the judges of Mississippi, who wear the robe of honor as they crawl into the court. And they're guarding all the bastions of their phony legal fort. Oh, justice is a stranger when the prisoners report. When the black man stands accused, the trial is always short. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the government of Mississippi. In the swamp of their bureaucracy, they're always bogging down. And criminals are posing as the mayors of the towns. And they hope that no one sees the sights and no one hears the sounds. And the speeches of the governor are the ravings of a clown. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the laws of Mississippi. Congressmen will gather in a circus of delay, while the Constitution's drowning in an ocean of decay. Unwed mothers should be sterilized, I've even heard them say. Yes, corruption can be classic in the Mississippi way. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the churches of Mississippi, where the cross once made of silver now is caked with rust, and the Sunday morning sermons pander to their lust. Oh, the fallen face of Jesus is choking in the dust, and heaven only knows in which God they can trust. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of, Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of.
Here's to the state of Mississippi, a 1965 recording by Phil Oakes that got him a number of death threats from people who thought he was being a bit harsh on that American state. Phil Oakes was born in 1940, suicided in 1976. His career really only spanned the 60s as a singer and songwriter. In 1961 or so, he hit Greenwich Village in New York, which was where folk music was happening, and was seen as the next Bob Dylan. Never quite made it as the next Bob Dylan, which I think annoyed him. And he and Bob Dylan had something of a rivalry that legend has it on at least one occasion led to fisticuffs. He made 8 or 10 albums overall through the decade, through the 60s, but ran out of steam by the end of the decade. You know, the one suggestion is that the causes he became involved in moved on and he didn't. Although, to some extent, I'm quite pleased when those old 60s protest writers don't hang around still singing about whales and stuff like that. You know, you've got to know where to draw the line. But Phil, he was attacked. He was in Africa in 1973 and was attacked, and someone tried to strangle him and was almost killed, and so the voice went after that. He toured Australia in the early 70s, and all the old fans turned out and really enjoyed seeing him. But, as I say, became very depressed in the mid-70s and ended up committing suicide at the age of 35. But the songs, very strong songs. Here are a couple more. Once again, comparing and contrasting. The Vietnam War was the huge issue of the 60s, into the early 70s, really. Tom Paxton and Phil Oakes each wrote several songs about the Vietnam War. I thought I'd pick a couple that take really diametrically opposed viewpoints of the war. First of all, this one from Tom Paxton. The Vietnam War, according to Tom Paxton, and here it is according to Phil Oakes.
The pilot's playing poker in the cockpit of the plane. The casualties are rising like the dropping of the rain. And a mountain of machinery will fall before a man when your white boots marching in a yellow land. It's written in the ashes of the village towns we burned. It's written in the empty beds of fathers unreturned. And the chocolate in the children's eyes will never understand when your white boots marching in a yellow land. Red blow the bugles of the dawn. The morning has arrived, you must be gone. And the lost patrol chase their tattered soul like old following tired army. Train them well, the men who will be fighting by your side, and never turn your back if the battle turns the tide. For the colors of a civil war are louder than commands when your white boots marching in a yellow land. Blow them from the forest and burn them from your side. Tie their hands behind their backs and question through the night. But when the firing squad is ready, they'll be spitting where they stand at the white boots marching in a yellow land. Red blow the bugles of the dawn. The morning has arrived, you must be gone. And the lost patrol chase their shattered souls. Following tired army. The comic and the beauty queen are dancing on the stage. Raw recruits are lining up like coffins in a cage. Oh, we're fighting in a war we lost before the war began. We're the white boots marching in a yellow land. And the lost patrol chase their chartered souls like old horse following tired army.
White Boots Marching in the Yellow Land from Phil Oakes, and Talkin' Vietnam Potluck Blues from Tom Paxton. Two very different looks at the Vietnam War. Two very different personalities, although they worked in the same musical scene and performed essentially to the same audiences. In contrast to Phil Oakes, Tom Paxton always seems to have been the happiest and cheerfulest of fellows, even though he's written his share of reflective and sometimes maudlin, miserable songs. Happily married, lovely children, pleasant family life, and a career that's involved him doing well in the United States and in Britain, and on the occasional tour to Australia as well. Much loved, much respected, and at times with a very nice wit about his songwriting. Not that Phil Oakes didn't have either. Here are a couple of songs, once again from each of them, looking at general social issues, perhaps, in a reasonably quirky sort of way.
You're making it big on Broadway. Gosh, it's good to see your name in lights. Singing them rock and roll songs, by golly. Bet you learned them from a Buddy Holly. I bet you kept the heavenly choir up late at night. I picked it up about the beat, Jesus. Your S.R.O. on Broadway told us you'd be back. What do you know? Wop, bop, loop, bop, wop, bang, boom. Roll the stone back from the tomb. And out came Jesus, starring in a Broadway show. Jesus, we needed you here on Broadway. Business wasn't so good till you came through. Cecil DeMille made a bundle with you, but he never knew that you could hoo-hoo-doo. Now let me tell you what we're gonna do for you. We'll put you on a t-shirt, Jesus. You're a very hot ticket on Broadway. Always knew you'd make it big somehow. Wop, bop, loop, bop, wop, and boom. All you ever needed was a couple of tunes. Jesus, I bet your daddy's proud of you now.
Jesus loves me, this I know. Gave me house seats to his shore. Really the toast of Broadway, spreading peace and joy on the old wide way. This time around you're a little bit looser. All you ever needed was the right producer, someone who could tell the Savior what to say.
A big bumbalula,
Jesus, you're the biggest star on Broadway. What a proper superstar you look. A golden oldie, a blast from the past. It's great to see that you come back at last. And someday I just have to read the book.
Someday I just have to read the book. I love that song. Taking the mickey out of the concept of a musical, which became such a big hit, Jesus Christ Superstar, Tom Paxton. And also looking at social issues, Phil Oakes.
Monopoly is so much fun, I'd hate to blow the game. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Riding down the highway, yes, my back is getting stiff. 13 cars are piled up, they're hanging on a cliff. Maybe we should pull them back with our towing chain. But we gotta move and we might get sued, and it looks like it's gonna rain. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Sweating in the ghetto with the colored and the poor. The rats have joined the babies who are sleeping on the floor. Now wouldn't it be a riot if they really blew their tops? But they got too much already, and besides we've got the cops. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Oh, there's a dirty paper using sex to make her sad. The Supreme Court was so upset they sent him off to jail. Maybe we should help the fiend and take away his fine. But we're busy reading Playboy and the Sunday New York Times. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Smoking marijuana is more fun than drinking beer. But a friend of ours was captured and they gave him 30 years. Maybe we should raise our voices, ask somebody why. But demonstrations are a drag, besides we're much too high. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Oh, there's a woman being grabbed.
They've dragged her to the bushes and now she's being stabbed. Maybe we should call the cops and try to stop the pain. But Monopoly is so much fun, I'd hate to blow the game. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends.
It's a lesson too late for the learning. Made of sand. In the wink of an eye, my soul is turning. In your hand. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. You've got reasons aplenty for going. This I know, this I know. For the weeds have been steadily growing. Please don't go. Please don't go. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. As I lie in my bed in the morning, without you, without you, each song in my breast dies a morning without you, without you. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. That was the last thing on my mind.
Thank you. Last Thing on My Mind from Tom Paxton, which is, oh, I don't know if that's his best-known song or not, because he wrote several, like Rambling Boy and Bottle of Wine, that were real, became real standards. And before that, Phil Oakes, with the song that was just about his, the closest thing he ever had to a hit. When Phil Oakes performed in Australia, he ended his show with this one. He said it's a song about how the cop kills the poet.
The wind was a torrent of darkness among the gusty trees. The moon was a ghostly galleon tossed upon cloudy seas. And the road was a ribbon of moonlight over the purple moor. And the highwayman came riding, riding, riding. Yes, the highwayman came riding up to the old inn door. Over the cobbles he clattered and clashed in the darkened yard. And he tapped with his whip on the window, but all was locked and barred. So he whistled a tune to the window, that's the landlord's daughter. finger plaiting a dark red love knot into her long black hair. One kiss, my Bonnie sweetheart, for I'm after a prize tonight. But I shall be back with the yellow gold before the morning light. Yet if they press me sharply and hurry me through the day, oh, then look for me by moonlight. Watch for me by moonlight, and I'll come to thee by moonlight, though hell should bar the way. He did not come at the dawning, no, he did not come at the noon. And out of the tawny sunset, before the rise of the moon, when the road was a gypsy's ribbon, looping the purple moor, oh, a redcoat troop came marching, marching, marching. King George's men came marching up to the old inn door, and they bound the landlord's daughter with many a sniggering jest. And they bound the musket beside her with a barrel beneath her breast. Now keep good watch, and they kissed her. She heard the dead man say, oh, look for me by moonlight. Watch for me by moonlight, and I'll come to thee by moonlight, though hell should bar the way. Look for me by moonlight, hoofbeats ringing clear. Watch for me by moonlight, were they deaf that they did not hear? For he rode on the gypsy highway, she breathed one final breath, then her finger moved in the moonlight. Her musket shattered the moonlight, and it shattered her breast in the moonlight, and warned him with her death. Oh, he turned, he spurred on to the west. He did not know who stood, piled with her black hair a-flowing down, drenched with her own red blood. No, not till the dawn had he heard it, and his face grew gray to hear how best the landlord's daughter, landlord's black-eyed daughter, had watched for her love in the moonlight and died in the darkness there. Back he spurred like a madman, shrieking a curse to the sky, with a white road smoking behind him and his rapier brandished high. Blood red were his spurs in the golden moon, wine red his velvet coat, when they shot him down on the highway, down like a dog on the highway. And he lay in his blood on the highway, with a bunch of lace at his throat. And still of a winter's night, they say, when the wind is in the trees, when the moon is a ghostly galleon tossed upon cloudy seas, when the road is a ribbon of moonlight over the purple moor, oh, the highwayman comes riding, riding, riding. Yes, the highwayman comes riding up to the old inn door.
Show me the jail.
Fortune. That's Joan Baez with a song that introduced a songwriter called Phil Oakes to the world. He was around at the time in the early 60s. Vivid for Fortune. That's Joan Baez with a song that introduced a songwriter called Phil Oakes to the world. He was around at the time in the early 60s, but that was probably his biggest recording success, one of his songs done by someone else, and something of a worldwide hit for Joan Baez.